I don't know about you, but I often find myself, as I read the Gospels, somewhat envious of the apostles. I think to myself, they had it so easy to have faith. There was Jesus right there before them in the flesh. They heard his words of preaching. They saw his miracles. They even encountered him risen from the dead. It's somewhat puzzling then to read something that St. Matthew says in the Gospel today. The 11 disciples, they're down to 11 now, sadly having lost Judas from their number. They went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. And then St. Matthew says, when they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. They worshipped, but they doubted. Isn't that interesting? Apparently, it wasn't always a walk in the park for the disciples, even, to have faith. For our Lord appeared to them rather ordinary, like any other man walking the streets of the Holy Land in those days. They could see him, but still, it took an act of faith to believe. So it is for us. God, it seems somewhat paradoxical maybe, but it's characteristic of God to kind of hide himself. He likes to come to us in the most ordinary ways, veiled, if you will. It's most obvious in the sacraments. Such a simple way for God to come to us, for example, in the most blessed sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. It appears as mere bread and wine. To our eyes and to our taste, there's nothing extraordinary about it. It takes faith to believe and to worship. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension, 40 days after his resurrection. After having appeared to many on earth, Jesus now ascends back to heaven, to the right hand of our Heavenly Father. And he makes a promise as he goes. The last line of the Gospel today: "Behold, I am with you always, till the end of the age." Those are consoling words. At the very moment that he's leaving the earth, at the same time he's promising, "I am with you always." In the preface for Mass today, before the Eucharistic prayer, we'll hear these words: "He ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state." Our Lord is with us. Even having ascended back to heaven, nonetheless, he promises, and God will not deceive or lie, "I am with you always till the end of the age." How often we have to remind ourselves of that, because how easily we, like the apostles, worship, but we doubt. He's with us. And he's with us not just in those mountaintop moments of great joy and consolation. He's with us in the dull, ordinary, day-to-day existence. He's with us even in suffering. The cross is an ever-present reminder of that. There's this wonderful tradition, spiritual practice in the church called the practice of the presence of God, which means this: getting into this habit of being mindful, remembering day after day, moment after moment, he is with me. Our Lord abides with me in every moment of every day. And you know, the more we can practice that, the more we can remind ourselves of this promise, "I am with you always," the more even those ordinary, dull, mundane moments take on great significance. For those little things we're invited to do with the Lord with great love. And the more even those sufferings, those interior pains, and maybe even the physical suffering that we all experience in life, those too take on great significance and meaning, because he's with us there too. And in those times we're invited to be united to him. Recently, so many of the things that entertain us, that occupy our minds and our hearts have been taken away. Sports, movies, restaurants, all of these things that are joys and pleasures in life, but that often distract us from that fundamental truth. I am with you always. And I think to the eyes of faith, we can begin to see the hand of God in this, inviting us back to that realization that what is rather ordinary and what seems perhaps even dull and boring is a veil behind which God himself is with us. This stripping away has the potential to refine our sensitivity to the presence of God, to purify those attachments so that we can see more clearly with the eyes of faith how God is present and at work. As we return to Mass today, as we gather in person here as a parish family, we mysteriously climb the mountain with the disciples. We allow, like them, our hearts, our minds, our eyes to be drawn up as our Lord ascends into heaven. We allow him to fill us with a longing to be with him there. And then as we leave here today, may we come down from this mountain, returning to our ordinary lives with his promise still ringing in our ears. Behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.